With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is promising plenty on day one to fulfill his campaign promises. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
At a rally on the eve of his inauguration, Trump told supporters he'd be taking quick action on everything from cracking down on the southern border to promoting oil drilling and eradicating diversity programs. He also promised to roll back executive actions by Joe Biden within hours. The president-elect told the crowd he'll be signing lots of orders that are going to make them extremely happy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also told the thousands of supporters at that rally in Washington, D.C. on the eve of his inauguration that he intends to devote his first presidential visit to the California wildfires on Friday. He went on to say he plans to release a trove of long-hidden government files on the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. President Trump says it's all part of his efforts to ramp up government transparency. He takes office as our 47th president at 12 noon on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, GOP senators are vowing to confirm as many of his nominations as possible this week. Bill Agnew has more.
Job one for the Republican-controlled Senate this week will be confirmation votes for a number of Trump nominees. Democrats have let it be known they don't plan to help the GOP expedite the process, but there is an exception. Democrats and Republicans alike are expected to yield their debate time on Monday to allow for a confirmation vote for one of their own. GOP Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. He'll likely be the only Trump cabinet member in place by the end of day one. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
Investor Kevin O'Leary offering $20 billion cash to buy TikTok. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Really cold across the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says besides the snow forecast for portions of the U.S., it'll also be extremely cold.
Wind chills, below minus 40, already being observed across portions of North Dakota and Minnesota. Potentially could get as low as negative 50. But then wind chills, as low as minus 20 spread across much of the Central Plains, even into the Great Lakes. And then mid-Atlantic into Northeast will have below zero wind chills.
Biden administration formally considering commuting the sentence of the convicted felon who stole and leaked incoming President Trump's tax records, along with those of thousands of others. Charles Edward Littlejohn is assigned a clemency case number. After he pled guilty to a felony, he was sentenced to the maximum punishment. The 39-year-old obtained the private tax returns while working for the IRS as a contractor for Booz Allen Hamilton, a Washington consulting firm with deep ties to Democrats. More details at SRNnews.com.